Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
Can we talk about timelines today? Do you want to talk about that? Because I want to talk about, well, one, I asked you yesterday about like, when's a realistic time for fat loss after someone being in like a health phase? And then just like my girl that I posted yesterday, like it took us a fucking year to get to that point. And granted, it's not like the best physical transformation. But like, oh my God, dude, like.
Yeah, I think the idea.
I want to bodybuild. And from the start, I was like, girl, like, this is going to be long because, like, we can't bodybuild until we even get better mental and physiological health.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the way that I view it, it's like you earn health, or excuse me, you earn diet phases and growth phases, especially enhanced growth phases, once your health has been solidified. And health is physical, it's mental. In some cases, a lot of it's going to be spiritual. Like, you need to be mature enough to be on your programming to earn these phases. You know, I remember like we both mentored under Dom Kuza. Dom Kuza's thing is you earn training, right?
Oh
So
my
digestion,
God.
isn't that a good one? Like, training is earned, right? It is a huge stress, especially with training for physique goals, right? Like, that is a really big physical stressor because of how hard you have to push yourself to earn those effective and growth reps, right? So training is earned. If you're not digesting your food because you're peeing out your ass, or you see bits of undigested food in your stools, or if you're not sleeping well, if you're not drinking enough water, if you're not fueling your body for success, you have no business being in the gym. Like, it's just, it doesn't make sense, right? So when it comes to like the idea of like holding phases, how long to hold them? How long did it take to fucking fix them? Now, in your girl's case, does it make sense to hold her there for 2 years? No. Like, that seems overkill. But I do think if you look at maybe like a standard phase of health when it comes to maybe hormones or maybe like adrenal or gut health, if it takes like a firm 16 to 20 weeks, I would say a 1-to-2 ratio of holding that health so the body feels safe enough to respond is going to be really important, because we're also thinking of like nutrient depletions, how long it takes for hormones to quote unquote come back online, especially if it's like an amenorrhea case. It's like you get them feeling good, and then it's like a lot of the times we get so impatient that we want to fuck it up again just because like we want to look a certain way, where maybe we're not designed to look that way. You know what I'm saying? Where like our expectations don't meet up with our reality because our goals aren't realistic, which I feel like is a whole thing.
No, I agree. I think like timelines are very skewed for people. And I was actually trying to think about this. So if y'all are tuning in, definitely like social media, I think, has ruined it to the point, because you have to think like a lot of, and we're kind of doing away with this, but when you and I were like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, when we first got into the fitness community, there was a lot of like 6, 8, 10, 12 week challenges, right? And people were having these insane transformations in 12 weeks and 8 weeks, like losing 20 pounds, which is great, fine, whatever. That's fantastic. That does show results. But it also comes at, you know, an expense. So I think people are like, oh my God, well, in 12 weeks, I should look like this. Or in 12 weeks, my health should be healed. Like, what do you mean? Like, I should have better digestion in 5 weeks. Like, we are very impatient people as humans. And you have to understand that not only is like, sure, like Ash just talked about, like, yes, we fixed it. You know, you haven't had your period in so long.
Like Dora the Explorer, we fixed it.
Right? Oh, wait, does she wear a pink shirt? Oh my God, I'm Dora.
Dude, she does.
I wish I had purple pants
You're
on.
Fucking Dora the goddamn Explorer over there, Ash.
What's her monkey's name? Is it a monkey? I don't even know.
Boots.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting us Dora shirts. I'm going to order them on Amazon. But as I was saying, so your body is obviously always trying to get back to homeostasis. So yes, it can be whatever. Let's example for the period case. Okay. You lose your menstrual cycle. It takes 16 weeks, 4 months to get it back. Easy.
That'd be a miracle.
I know. I was like, as I'm saying this, I'm like, it doesn't make fucking sense, but we're gonna go with it. So it takes 16 weeks for it to get back. I want you guys to think about this. Think about you dating someone for 16 weeks. That's 4 months. That's a decent amount of time. You build trust, you have conversation, you have a fun time in them, and then all of a sudden you break up. Do you go and date someone next week? I mean, maybe if you're crazy, but nonetheless, like you don't have that trust. It is going to backfire. That date, that blind date you're about to go on, isn't going to work. You're not going to be happy. Everything in you is going to be heightened. And the same thing happens when your body just gets that breath of fresh air. It does not trust you. And unfortunately, like that's a shitty feeling to kind of be in because you're like, well, I did all this work. I did all this hard work to get you back to where you need, and I feel great. But now I'm ready for the next step, and it's great. It's awesome that you're ready for more and you want more for yourself, and that's fantastic. But your body doesn't trust you. The body recognizes those things, and the body's always trying to be in that homeostasis, and it has like a built-in self-defense mechanism. So it's probably going to fight you. And that's where a lot of people start having those issues of like, this isn't working, it's not working, I can't lose weight, I'm uncomfortable. And your body in turn actually gets worse.
Yeah, it's like the whole rebound situation, not a good look, right? Like how many people or how many one night stands you have where you just start to feel ick, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, that was a bad rebound, you know what I'm saying? And in some ways that can be the same application when it comes to rebounding your health, right? It's thinking about, like Ash was saying, like finding your body's new happy set point. Like that is like not just a quote unquote bro theory, right? Like it takes a lot of time. And if you're being like really in tune with your body, you know your body has a happy weight where it feels good, you have energy, you're not super food focused. Like the whole idea of like hunger versus appetite, kind of again, like what Dom Kuza posted like the other day. Dude, Dom is like two for two. He's fucking crushing it. He's not even here, dog.
Right? You praise
But I know, praise Dom and his Kuza.
We just rename our can we rename our podcast Dom's Groupies?
Dom's groupies. I love that. No, I think it is so important to again understand that like this is something that we want to hold as long as possible because how many times do we like get just super greedy and we push before our body's really ready and then the body stalls so hard and then like next thing you know you're back to eating 1200 calories doing 2 hours of cardio and that's what we call yo-yo dieting. That's literally what it fucking is. And I understand to maybe someone who's not in the idea of bodybuilding and doesn't understand different phases where bodybuilders almost kind of look like yo-yo dieters. It's like we contest prep, we get thick skin lean, and then we enter into like off-season bulking phases, and it looks like we gain a bunch of body fat. But in reality, there's an art and a finesse to it. The same thing goes if you're Gen Pop. There's an art and finesse to certain phases and why they have importance. And so there's a time and place for everything. And like I said in the beginning, once you have earned a fat loss phase, you want to, do a due diligence so that way, again, you have a new healthy and happy set point, which is why, again, it's also important to reverse in a smart manner to hold that body composition that you work so hard to attain. But if you quickly just get in phases of 12-week challenges and you're going back and forth and you don't understand the habits to hold your health, you're just wasting your time and spinning your wheels.
And that's like such a hard cycle to break mentally for people because, like you said, they go back to that yo-yo dieting, they go back to, 1,000 calories, 2 hours of cardio a day because that's the only way they can lose weight. And one, we get attached to that like emotionally, right? And it did yield those results, but like, when I tell you guys this, and I can say this, and Ash can say this too, when you are so aware and understand this, that like your body needs time to heal, like you and you start to feel good and you aren't searching for anything else and you're just happy and grateful for where you're at, you stop thinking that way of like, I need the next thing so hardcore. Like, I talk to Ash about this all the time. Like, I will be real with you guys. The goal was for me to compete this year, to step on stage. We were looking at late June, early August for my qualifier. And then we wanted to get North Americans, Gary Udix and PA, that first Saturday in or last Saturday in August, first Saturday in September, I can't remember, but nonetheless. And I was like, oh my, this is the first fucking time I've felt good since my last prep, my Hashimoto's, my pregnancy, and my postpartum. I was like, I don't, this is the healthiest I've ever been. I just want to sit here. Do I want to be a little bit leaner? Absolutely. Do I want to feel, fit in some of my clothes that I fit in, 3 or 4 years ago? Absolutely. But I'm happy with where I'm at right now. And I know that in the longevity that like, when the time comes, if I want to prep again, my body will be so responsive because I'm just hanging out right here.
I think you said a really important key word. You're happy. I think a lot of the reason why people don't want to stay in holding phases or health phases is because they have mentally trained themselves to just be miserable. Because like that's all they've known for so long is this constant state of chaos and misery and unhappiness.
But they also might think too that that like leaner body is what's going to create happiness.
Oh, dog, it don't. I'm telling you right now, I lost 125 pounds in a year. I was even more miserable because I was fucking anorexic than I was when I was fat. Because at least when I was fat, I was happy. Like I was eating food, I had energy. But when I was anorexic as shit, I wanted to sleep. I was a bitch. I was cold.
You're hyper focused. Like every
Dude.
your day is the scale, what I'm putting in my body, how much movement am I getting today? You don't care about anything else. And like this kind of
No.
goes with prep, but it really goes for the people that are struggling with that yo-yo dieting because that's all you hyper focus on and you are missing out on so much of life. You can't even have a conversation with somebody and hear what they're saying because in the back of your mind, all you're thinking about is like, I'm really, really hungry. I'm not going to eat. Should I eat? If I do eat, am I going to eat one cucumber or two cucumbers? I don't know, but I can't eat more than two cucumbers. Like, that's all you're thinking about. You honestly become depressed because you have no more control over your life because this is controlling your life. So you think that rushing into a fat loss phase and shortening your timeline of going back and forth is really going to give you that happiness and that physique that you want. It's fucking not. And like, that's another thing I try and explain to a lot of my people is like, okay, so you want to be at a, like, it's that whole reverse concept, you know? So like, yeah, you want to be back at that spot, but my job as your coach right now is for you to get back to that spot, maintain that, leaner physique with eating more calories, doing less cardio, feeling better, feeling happier, and having more optimal health. And how do we get there? Well, sometimes we have to be in a health phase. Sometimes we have to be in a maintenance phase a lot longer than you want to be in because what you were doing before didn't fucking work. You weren't happy. Backfired.
Exactly. Like, if it worked, you wouldn't be here working with me. Like, that's the long and short of it. And I think it was Lao that was like, people are depressed because they're living in the past and they're anxious because they're living in the future. But like, pure joy can be found right now in the present. And it's about creating joy. And obviously, like, again, like if you were overweight and you're struggling with body image, yeah, that's hard. Absolutely. But you remind yourself that what got you there in that situation in the first place, you did. Like even if your life was hard, like I have been there, right? So I understand that I'm coming off kind of harsh, but as someone who was morbidly obese, no one had a gun to my head. And in the same reason, when I mistreated myself, when I became deeply anorexic, no one had a gun to my head. I was misinformed. I did not have education, and I did not have care and appreciation for myself. So when you are working with someone that genuinely cares for you, it is so important that you listen to them and you heed their words, because chances are they've been in your shoes. And they're trying to make you not go through the same fucking bullshit that they went through, but also to find joy in your life outside of the scale and body image and stuff like that. Because each and every meal that you eat, the water that you drink, the movement that you take, the steps that you take on a daily basis, those are instilling the right habits for long-term change and commitment, which is so important, right? That is so important for your long-term happiness, not just a quick 8 week beach bod program where then you binge because you've been so restricted for so long and you undo all of your quote unquote progress and then you end up gaining an additional 5 to 10 pounds. Like that to me doesn't make sense. So if it takes a little bit longer because you're doing it right this time, celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself because you are going to be miles ahead from those 8 week challengers who do the same fucking shit that quote unquote worked each time when in reality nothing worked.
And let me say this because I just thought about this. when you actually heal your body in the right way, the chances of you fucking it up are a lot slimmer, in my opinion, because if you heal in the right way, if you take the time, it may be a long journey, you learn a lot of healthy habits. You learn your body. You learn what it works and what doesn't. You start understanding more. And in turn, you are able to then look back at where you were and be like, oh shit, yeah, that was terrible. I'm not doing that again. So I'm going to stick to the habits that I've learned. I'm going to stick to the mindset that I've adapted, for the not even just for the rest of your fitness, health, bodybuilding journey, but for the rest of your fucking life, right? Because you do learn a lot in those things. And like, I mean, a perfect example is like me with my, Hashimoto's. Like, there is a ton of things that I used to do that I refuse to fucking do again. I refuse to fucking stay out past 9 p.m. and lose fucking sleep because that ain't worth it. Because the more times you do that, the more issues you have with, cortisol, stress, recovery, everything. And it's like, no, I'm good. I'm really fucking good on that. Like, trust me. And so, yes, during that time of like healing and that longer timeline that you have or projected to have becomes so much worth it, so much more worth it when you look at the entirety of your life. 'Cause like what my quote unquote health phase was maybe 14 months long. Okay, well, I'm 30 years old. 14 months in 30 years is fucking nothing. Got, another at least hopefully 50 years to live. So 14 months out of 50 fucking years or 80 years. It's like pew, minuscule.
Exactly. And to even add to your point, it's like I started my quote unquote fitness journey at 16, and I'll be, 30 in next year. So we'll say 15 years of life that I have maintained a healthy body composition and
Yeah.
BMI. I did not go back to the old Ashley that I was. Like, I am now Ash. And like I said, that like quote unquote rebirth is intentional because like I no longer do the destructive bullshit that I did when I was 16. I couldn't. Like, you can't do the same fucking destructive habits that got you sick and expect that to heal you. And I know that's hard to swallow. And I know it will change a lot of identity, and they will change your friend group and how people look at you. But that is the only way to grow. And that's the only way to change for the long term is when you accept like almost like a death to be reborn. And I know that sounds woo-woo, but it's the truth.
No, it really is. Like, I'm not the same person I was like 4 years ago by any means. Even by like the way like I talk, by the way that I stand, by the way that I carry myself. Like, one thing I was actually thinking about this the other day because I was watching, and this is just, it's crazy to think about this, but I was watching that Gabby Petito shit on Netflix, and something that I noticed that she did in a lot of the videos she recorded of herself was she always covered her mouth with her hand, and that was something that I used to do. And it was because I was very insecure of myself. So like you start to like notice like different behavior patterns because you have that rebirth of yourself. And it's very important to do that. And I have a lot of girls right now that have signed with me, and they signed with me as bodybuilders. And a couple months in, they're like, I don't want to be a bodybuilder anymore. I think I'm done. I'm not gonna check in anymore. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Just because you don't want to be a bodybuilder anymore doesn't mean you don't care about your health, But it's a very huge piece to have that, that separation and that walk away and that rebirth because, like, for them, like, bodybuilding doesn't serve them anymore. That doesn't mean, you fuck off. And then I like to do that whole, she's probably said this to me 100 times, like, reverse engineer, but I'm like, why did you get into bodybuilding? And a lot of people are like, oh, for weight loss. I'm like, okay. No, but it makes sense. And I was like, okay, well, like now we have to learn how to maintain health and have weight loss without being at the extreme of bodybuilding, And
Dude, I
that.
made a post about that. It was like hard to swallow a pill. We never said it was healthy,
Yeah.
but some of the habits that we do are very healthy. But like you said, it's how extreme do we take it? Like, are we fat loss for a contest prep versus fat loss for a photo shoot versus fat loss for general health? Different looks, different levels of intensity.
And I think like that too is like really hard for people in their timelines because like bodybuilding happens and I mean you see people get shredded in 20 weeks and That's an extreme. People are using PEDs. We're doing high cardio. It's not sustainable. And I think people have that miscued timeline because of it. They're like, well, she got thick skin lean in 20 fucking weeks. Like, hi, I'm a mom of eight. I'm 240 pounds. I'm 5'1". I would like to lose 100 pounds by the time that our 4 month agreement is up.
Then it's like, then you need to go get weight loss surgery. Like, go get liposuction then, because it's like you have to understand that those that goal is not realistic for not only your life, but then also like the time frame.
Yeah. And like you also have to like in the mental too. Like I have a girl that I got on a call with the other day. She's been struggling and she's just like, we've been working together for like 5.5 months now. And like, we've lost almost 20 pounds, but she's like, oh man, I really thought that I was gonna lose 75 pounds in 6 months. And I'm like, no. She's like, I'm starting to realize that that was unrealistic. Like I'm happy with the progress I made, but like, wow, like I didn't know that this was gonna be a lot longer. And like, I was like, a lot of people don't. And there's a lot of like phases you have to go through to get that weight off because you can only diet for so long before the body starts to push back. And then you have to reverse your calories out and maintain there for a little while before you can diet again because the body needs to trust you. The body needs to feel good again, and not feel like it's under like the amount of pressure and stress from dieting, right? Because we do know this. So it's a lot of waxing and waning is how I like to explain it. And that requires time, right? And I think like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, I mean, I already know the answer, but like, do you think like social media is just kind of detrimental when it comes to like timelines and people's perception of it?
Yes and no, because I'm trying to do this new thing where I'm not always perfect at it, because I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to do this thing where I view from all angles, but I first try to view with compassion. And I know that sounds kind of gay, but bear with me. Social media, like all other things that we talk about, is a tool, right? It is, at first, it was used to encourage communication for people that maybe wanted to share photos and stuff like that. And then it evolved to videos and reels and stories and all,
And then education.
in education, it evolved, right? So social media of itself is neither good nor bad. It is your perception. It is how you use that tool. In the same way, if I were to hold a hammer versus a screwdriver, but I needed to nail something in the wall, and I start using a screwdriver, especially if it's like a fucking flathead, and I start getting angry at the wall or the screw or the screw or the nail and the screwdriver for not nailing the nail in the wall. Okay, well, I'm the dumbass holding the screwdriver when I'm trying to use it to put a nail in the wall instead of using the hammer and using the tool properly. So it's the perception, it is who you follow, it is your interpretation of social media that is likely the problem. Which is why, again, we talk about boundary setting, who you follow, who you choose to believe. That is so important. And a lot of the times we do get caught up in comparison or following the wrong people or listening to the wrong advice. Absolutely, which is the pitfalls. But at the end of the day, that's why it's your job to protect yourself. It's your job to keep yourself safe. In the same way that your body tries to keep you safe in terms of homeostasis and not like, doing all these changes all at once to make you feel miserable, it's like you need to focus on what makes sense for you and what's right for you. And like Ash and I were talking about before we started recording, all roads lead to Rome, and you can get the same fucking result. But some people try to fucking put NOS in a car and go from 0 to 120 in 3 months, and then, their body blows up. Or some people take the scenic route, and I guarantee you, like, the scenic route is going to be a lot pretty. You're going to see a lot of things that you didn't get to see because you were going 120 miles an hour. And chances are, because you enjoyed it, you learned something about yourself. You learned how to change a tire. You got to meet a couple for a picnic because you needed to stop for lunch. Like, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be efficient with our time, but I'm saying when we're in such a rush, we miss out on a lot of growth and a lot of, things that we get to learn about ourselves. And I'm a great example of that. I wanted to be just as fucking skinny as possible. And when I got to that end goal, I was even more depressed. I was even more sickly. I was even more scared. And I lost out so many other great things of joy because of what I did to myself. And yeah, I thank God I stuck around for 15 more years so I could finally figure it out within plus or minus margin. But now I get to lead others. And that is my love. That is my joy. So that is a really long fucking answer to your original question, and I'm sorry about that. But again, I think perspective is powerful.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's why I like that you're doing like both sides of the coin, right? Like, here's this option, here's this option. And that's the truth behind that is like it's because each person is so different. So I think about the girls that I coach that have Hashimoto's and me. And I can resonate with them, but a lot of people will be like, oh, well, did you do this when you were? And I was like, no, because I didn't need that, right? Like it was different for me. And also my goals are different and my life is different. I have a child. Maybe you have 10. Maybe you have none. It's just so vastly different. And that's why, like for me, like I said, like my gut health was terrible for 13 fucking months. But my gut health, now looking back on it, was probably terrible my whole life. And I never, like, I would get diarrhea, 20 times a day, every day for years. And I thought that that was fine. I thought that that was normal. It was funny, oh my God, like, yeah, I just shit myself after I eat, whatever.
That's like going back to the podcast we did about like when hardcore is harmful. It's like you just learn to laugh at it because it's just like
It's like, yeah, like, it's like, oh man, like, I can't wait to have that mac and cheese and then just go blow my bathroom up,
not the mac and cheese shits.
Dude, it was bad. Like, yeah. And it's like, oh, no wonder, my gut health phase took me 13 fucking months and like my perception of stress was absolutely dog shit. And then like I coached a girl and like her gut health phase, like we moved through that shit in like 9 fucking weeks. I was like, oh, and then, because I'm like, be prepared for a long journey, because of what I went through. And I was like, oh yeah, it's probably gonna be long. It takes a long while to heal these things. No, dude, like her mindset was so different. Her gut health was just wrapped up really nice. And that's why it's like timelines are so different. You can't just base it off like other people, social media, or which route you're going to take to Rome, because like again, there's like 30 different routes. But slowing down and enjoying that journey is what makes it like makes or breaks you, essentially. Because even like I look back and I am trying to be this year, like 2025, I'm trying really hard to be more of like find the positive in every situation. Because like one of my, I wouldn't say regrets, I had like a lot of things like mentally going on, but like I felt like I didn't enjoy my pregnancy and I felt like I wasn't able to enjoy my postpartum journeys. And even that health phase, I was like, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. And now like looking back, I'm like, wow, I wish I would have taken more time to learn and understand and just be and embrace it and not be like, I can't wait for this to be over. I want this to be done. Because now I feel like I've missed out on such good times of my life and avoided a lot of things where I should have just fucking been like, it's fine. It's I got, like this is a part of the process. This is a part of life. Like there is no way around it if you truly want to get to your end goal, to whether that is compete again or lose 75 fucking pounds. Like this is what it's gonna take, and you have to understand that like there is no cutting the corners. Like last week I posted on my story, I'm like, I love when people ask me about weight loss. It was for my close friends actually, and I tell them, hey, like based on what you told me, like this and this, and it's gonna take a while. They don't want to hear it. Because it's not a quick fix, it's not the answer, it's not the timeline they want to hear, it's what they need. I don't know if they were looking for validation or whatever, but like they don't like it. And like that's that becomes an issue because like then you're always searching for a different answer and you become miserable again, right? And the thing about this is like it should always be like in my mind, like a happy experience. Like you should enjoy it. And like I don't want you guys to say like, oh, well, like I don't enjoy it because I have to eat like a certain way or this is hard or that's hard. Like, good. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to challenge you. But that doesn't mean it's it's not enjoyable at the same time because you have to look at it as like, yeah, this is hard, but what am I gaining when it's hard?
Yeah. I think a really good like takeaway point is this mindset. And it is really important that you listen to my vocal inflections. I gotta get through it versus I get to go through it. Those are very different mentalities. And it's the perception of rushing, negativity, discomfort, pain, frustration versus when you slow down and you learn to not be ruled by your emotions and to feel them, then that's how you develop and find your strength. And that is really important because when you are in a big fired hurry and you're just trying to like barrel through it, like it's like a bowl, you know what I'm saying? Like the china shop just fucking crumbles versus being calm, centering yourself, breathing through any negative thing that you feel, and then coming out the other side. Like it is very important to have that level of self-control. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I figured it out, but I've gotten a lot better because I understand that emotions, depending upon how much time and attention you give them, can last anywhere from 5 seconds to 5 minutes. And sometimes, a lot of the times, when I was so out of control with my emotions, it would last several days because I would ruminate, I would hyperfixate, I would catastrophize, I'd do all of the anxiety provoking OCD types of tendencies. But now, if someone says something that I don't like, I try to see it from their point of view first. I try to show compassion, try to breathe through it. Maybe I'll talk out loud to someone that I can confide in to see, like, and gain more perspective before I make a decision, before I respond. And yeah, that takes some fucking time. But I am more confident in my decision making and the response that I give. Because it's much more logical than it is rash, brash, emotional, maybe mean, maybe irresponsible, maybe it's, too defensive. And when you are trying to quote unquote win in terms of a disagreement or an argument or something like that, maybe you're missing the point because it's not about necessarily being right or wrong. It's what's best for this person or what's best for this situation.
Yeah. And I think that's hard because we get so caught up in like, we want to be like included and we want to be the same because we think being different is bad or you're an outlier, something's wrong. But it's like, no, like just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. It's just different. One thing I want to say here is because it reminded me of when you're like, I got to get through it or I get to go through it, is this was like, my God, before I was even pregnant, I would think I was in my health phase. I remember this so distinctly and it just stuck out with me. I sent a check-in to my coach at the time. It was Mark, and we talked about, or he said, like, you know what? He's like, you know what? Thanks for always smiling in your check-ins. You always smile every week. He's like, you're one of the only few people that I look at their check-ins and you're fucking smiling. And I was like, why wouldn't I smile in my check-ins? Like, one, I have to do it on stage. And two, I'm just really happy that I get to do this, that each week I get to show up and check in, that even though it's a really hard week, I'm just really happy that I made it. I made it to another Tuesday. That's why I smile. And like, so every time I see one of my athletes that's smiling in their pictures, like, it just, I'm like, wow, it makes me so happy because I'm like, you want to be here. Like you made it. You get to be here. You're showing me your smile. You're happy. And I really think that that is like a very different mindset than like, oh, gotta check in again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Versus like, wow, let's see what I did this week. Let's see what's gonna happen next week. Like, you
And
know?
allow that to bleed into other areas. Like when you pay for a coach, when you pay your credit card bill, when you pay, for gas, when you pay for groceries, when you pay for electricity.
Oh my God, groceries is a big one for me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful that I can go to the grocery store. I don't really have to look at prices. I just put what I need in my cart. I check out, I scan my card. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so grateful that I could do that every week.
Exactly. And like, I know it sounds woo-woo for that law of attraction, but it's not like you attract what. And you absorb what you put out. So it's like when you are just grateful for the smallest of things, the biggest of things, like when challenges and obstacles are come your way versus taking on the mindset of why is this happening to me? It's what can I learn? What can I learn about myself? What can I learn about my life? Like I feel like that perspective versus being a victim versus being empowered, like it's fucking hard to get there. But once you realize and take a step back, it's easier to get to go through it versus, oh, this is just happening to me because life hates me or the universe hates me or God's punishing me. Well, you could take that. I certainly took that mentality for a really long time, but dog, I was miserable as fuck. I really was. And like at that point, you only get one life. You don't get do-overs, you don't get extra health packs, like you don't get any of like the dorky things that you get in video games. So it's like, how can you be better because of it?
No, it that's I mean, that's really all life is. It's just like learning and growing from it. And like the lens glass that you look through. Bam.
Agreed. Any final thoughts on your end?
No, just that, like, guys, it takes time. It takes time, not just for your body to start working, but your body to start trusting you. And if you're curious on like fucking timelines, go look at my most recent Instagram post of my athlete Samantha. It took us over a year just to get her body in a good spot. Lots of hiccups, lots of issues, in terms of health. And now, a year later, we're starting to hone in a little bit more on the bodybuilding aspects of things. But it took us a while to just get here. And that I like she stuck with it long enough to now see the light at the end of the tunnel and like didn't give up on her goals just because it was hard, just because she came to me and thought she was going to compete the same year that she signed with me and she didn't. So
I mean, she could have, but at what cost? At what cost? You know what I'm saying? At what cost to her health? At what cost of her results? Like, would she have been quote unquote competitive, or would she have just been stepping on stage? And like that's a big thing where you did right by her.
And like she wouldn't have been happy with the look that we would have brought. I know I wouldn't have been happy with it. I wouldn't have been happy for her. And I think that that is really, really big on her part to just trust me and understand and learn. So it's cool. So just so you know, guys, like take the extra time, have fun in the process. Give yourself more time than you think. We got time. We got time. Don't worry, guys. Like, it's not like on May 10th, like if you don't diet by May 10th or you don't reach your goal, like you're never gonna get there. It's not true. It's not true.
Agreed. That's all I got. Anything else before we enter into our what we're thankful for?
I don't think so. Do you have anything?
No, I'm good. Just it takes the time that it takes. So stay focused, stay passionate, and enjoy. Like literally fucking enjoy it. But what are you grateful for, Dora?
Dora. Oh my God. I'm grateful for you and always your help because you've helped me a lot this weekend in terms of helping with clients, coaching, and then my own imposter syndrome and making me laugh, per usual. I'm just like grateful that you're my best friend, and I'm also grateful as always.
I love that we're like, ta-da! Oh,
Really?
I'm glad that I'm no longer on your feet now. So now I'm on your wrist. I upgraded. Or is that a downgrade? Because
No.
feet fix cost money.
Yeah, they do, and it was like it was going really good for it cost extra when I had my bracelets on for my feet. So, yeah. But no, actually, like I was taking off my sock and it flew off. And I was like, oh, I don't want to lose this. I must have been taking my sock off really aggressive.
Yeah, to say, good Lord, Stomposaurus Rex.
Yeah. Seriously, I was like, okay, I don't want to lose this. Like, I'm that person though. This is so bad. I take all my clothes off at the end of the day to like go get in the shower and I'll leave them like all the way down the hallway in like my office. Like, yeah, I know, believe it or not. And then like I'll just like get in bed when I'm done my shower. And then the next morning I am so fucking mad at myself for leaving this goddamn mess. And the fact that I even do it, I'm like, you take your clothes off down the hallway in the other room. My laundry basket is in the bathroom where my shower is. So the fact, yeah, dude, it's fucked. It's so fucked up. And I'm like, I get so mad. I'm like, girl, why do you do that every night?
So
Stop.
two things, either start to do a new habit or start putting hampers in other rooms. So that way
Yeah.
you at least have clothes in the hamper. So that way like AJ doesn't like crawl around and sniff your nasty ass leggings after a
Yeah.
late day.
My kid would be like passed out. I'd be like, like, did he take something? Why is he so lethargic? Like, no, he's just
He's just
smelling my BO.
I
I knocked
love
my kid
that.
out with my BO. What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for my mom because she taught me how to like bake cakes. And so I'll be really vulnerable here. For the longest time, even though I loved and have always loved to bake, I had a really hard time of wanting to bake cakes because that's what she always did. And I always helped her growing up. And I had a bit of resentment for baking cakes, kind of like a bad taste in my mouth, because rather than celebrating my mom's gifts and her ability to pass it on to me, I chose to associate baking cakes and cakes as general as her and her illness, right? So I would view baking cakes as the fact that she can't anymore. So therefore, I avoided it because it made me sad to do that. And I was like, that's silly. And the fact that she's getting better now, I was like, why not celebrate the fact that she's getting better and then also engage with her? So it's like I was asking her questions while I was like baking the cake. And even though, again, she's 12 hours away, like she helped me bake the cake that I baked for Eric on Sunday. And that was really special. And now I'm like, that was so much fun. And even though baking cakes are very complex compared to like cookies and brownies, because you have to do not only the cakes, but then the icings, if you're doing fillings, dry coat, professional coat, decorations, like it is complex. Like that was a 4-hour process, right? But it was so much fucking fun that I was able to play. Like I played, I had fun, that the time flew by and I got to spend time with my mom, even though, like I said, we're not in person. So that's what I'm thankful for.
I love that. I love that you guys will play and it's happy and it's exciting. Feel kind of like when you like it to play like that, like you definitely feel like a child again, you know, with like no
I
worries, no.
really did. And like obviously again, there is a skill component, and because like yes, I want to have fun, but I also want to get better at it. I always struggled with a good finish on the cake. And so, like, for those of you that don't know about like maybe baking cakes professionally, you need to first do like a crumb coat to kind of prime the cake for receiving a thicker coat of icing. I always kind of like neglected that. And then my icing finish was complete asshole. And I always get mad at it. I'm like, why does this fucking suck? It's because I didn't take the time to do it right. And so then I got like a nice scraper and I like watched videos on how to like give a smoother finish on the buttercream. And although the top wasn't great because I don't have the right tools in terms of sizing to get that smooth finish, it was still fun to be able to figure it out and understand it. So therefore, the next time I want to challenge myself with a cake, I can get the tool that I need and be proud of the fact that I'm getting better in a skill.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
Love.
But
Oh,
yeah, that's all I got.
all I got.
Peace.
Adios.